Wednesday night, Shmaitz Ashir, Chaf Aleph, Oral Chaf Aleph, Oral Chaf Beis, Kislev. Shmaitz Adalid, Perek Tezayin. Shmaitz Adalid, Perek Tezayin. Shmaitz is on a roll. He's on a roll. He's on a roll. So, B'tok for Koyen, that's a sefer written by the Shach. It's rather about, if you can imagine, what Tok for Koyen, a sefer with the name Tok for Koyen, is about Dinei Tfisa, and becoming a Muxel through Tfisa, and Chazaka, and Chazkas Momen, and Torah and Vamoina. Shach wrote a few famous svarim. Gvuras Hanoshim, about when you could be kaifer to give a get. Tok for Koyen is more famous. Gvuras Hanoshim is rather not, it's hard to find. It's not. And on Gvuras Hanoshim, he made a mapecha to Shach, I can tell you. Because we got the kfiya on a get. It used to be not such a rare psak, and certain situations called for kfiya. And the Shach and his sefer like came down very hard, and he worked it out that you barely can ever be kaifer. And I know from my personal experience on a bezdin that had a his sefer had a profound effect on what they did, and it became a few things happened to make it a rarity. The psak of being kaifer to give a get. One of the things is that, of course, if the Batei Din don't have power by the state, so any kfiya would be illegal. So you have to be careful about that. And certainly physical kfiya, which Chazal had no problem with, but that became like the idea of torturing someone or hitting someone became also. So that went out. Plus the Shach, even in terms of the Psak Din, what is he looking for? In terms of Psak Din, anyway, Tuk Fukoyan, I'm not aware that he had such a revolutionary impact on Dinei Tfisa, but he also has very big chidush from there, and you have to reckon with the Shach. You can't ignore the Shach. No. It's a safe. You go into a store, you say, you have a Tuk Fukoyan? Maybe the new Shulchan Aruch printed the Tuk V'Koyen in it. Maybe, I don't even know. It's a pretty, it's not a big sefer, but to go print it for Shulchan Aruch take up a lot of pages. It has choice. Yeah. Okay. You know what they say? Other year, other name. But it's definitely, he wrote it as a kuntris b'fnei atzmo. Not a lot of it, it's like Gvuras Hanoshim. It's really like the same, it's like a kuntris. B'tok for Koyen, the Shach writes as follows. Sometimes you, b'da, the b'plukta d'rebusa, sometimes you have a machlekes ha-poiskim about how to paskin in dini momentus. Sometimes it's not. There's no. If the Shulchan Aruch paskin something, that's called the hechreya. Sometimes there are machloitzim without a hechreya. A lot of times the Bezdin will face a situation where the Ktzais says one way, and the Nesiva says another way, and the Tumim says one way, and the Shara Mishpat says another way, and there's no hechreya. There's no later poisek that came along to paskin up on the machlekes shach and sma.
If the Shulchan Aruch did paskin, that wouldn't be called machlekes of
these. The Shulchan Aruch is called, there was already a hachra. But we're talking that there was no hachra. But that the beplukta the revusa when there was no hachra.
So why can't we paskin now?
I didn't say we can't. There was no hachreya. There was never a hachreya. No, nobody was machreya. The shaila is if nowadays the bezdins themselves can be machriya, machlekas, let's say tzayis and nesivas. That's not so clear. But they didn't yet. And the guy's tining in bezdin. One of his tainis in bezdin is Kimli. That's called Kimli. And Kimli like the Rashba. According to the Rashba, I'm right. It's clear, and I'm a muchzuk. So that's one of my claims. Kimli. No. If they passed it a year ago, even then, I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch has a koyach echreya for Klal Yisrael. But I don't know if. But it's on a gay, and they weren't machriya, and now in the course of the Dentaira, the guy said, Kimli ka Rashba. I want to say the Rashba's right, and I'm a muchzuk, and you can't take the money away from me without a total hachra that the Rashba's wrong, and no one's paskening that the Rashba's wrong. That's Kimli.
I always thought that this is the place where the law or the base thing basically gobble on himself.
If they said it before, now they didn't say it till now, and now the guy's tining. Or the best is not ready to be machriya. To be machriya is a serious thing. Even if you're right, it would be theoretical. So they're not holding by it. They would have to learn through the sugyas and form an opinion and say, you know, we feel we're pretty clear that the Rashba is not correct and the Rambam is correct. You know, but even say they could do that, but they're not only by doing it. They have to be honest. You can't flip a coin and make a hechreya, so it can't be machriya. I can't answer you. I don't know. Maybe it's like Migu, you know, it's like automatic. His Tayan will say Kimli. Yeah. Nobody takes his Kimli seriously. His Kimli, which literally means I go like the Rashba. No. Nobody holds he's being machriya. Nobody takes seriously that he's actually being machriya like the Rashba. He's saying, Kimli, like I want to take on the Rashba Shita, and you can't take the money away from me until you prove that the Rashba is incorrect. That's a famous thing in Mormonism, it's called Kimli. We had the Shmaitz have rather mentioned it before. So, Medad, the Beplukta of the Ravusa, if there was Machlekes Haposkim, without a Hechreya, I don't know, after the Shulchan Aruch was written, I don't know if there would be a Hechreya anymore. Maybe if you lived in a city where they already paskened out this machlokas once before. Okay. Hecha demotzi l'meima kimli, the muchzuk, because Hainu, the muchzuk could say kimli. Kimli ka poiskin that say like me. Afilu hu miut ha-poiskin. Even if it's a miut, the muchzuk can say kimli like the miut, and you'll say in hilchos mamon acharos to be motzi mamon in hilchos mamon acharos. That's what the Tokfa Koyin the Shach says. Again, v'da the book of the Ravusa heichid the motzi lemeimar kimli in scenarios where you could say kimli. I know afilu mimut aposkim. It's going to work even if he's saying kimli like the miut. Yochalom kimli kamiut hello karol umahani tfisoso and mahani tfisoso, and it's going to be a mishnah veil of a raya and enochamom and acharov. Came poshim b'divrei achrayim b'kama duchti. So that's going to be called Enochel Macharov, because he's saying Kimli Kamut. He's invoking the Koach Hamiut like his Muchzuk. The Shach's point is even if he was Tefus, Mumahani Tfisasa, he wasn't the Muchzuk Meikara, it was Tfisalach Hashnoilat Asafik. He was Tefus. Right? We learned already about Tfisah. So the Shach says this is true, even if he was Tfisit. And then he said Kimli. Bolzio came. He derived it. The Kaimalon and Hilkam of Momanacha wrote. Because he's a Paracamini, Hilkam Bishar Duchti. Because of Bechuvah's Marin Lei Bechu. The Ain Lomar, because it's still the Shach talking. So first of all, okay, it would be a place of Enochem HaMenacha Roch. The Ein Lomar, says the Shach, Tehainu Davka Bo Yemuchsuk Meikaro, that Enochem HaMenacha Roch, but you leave the money by the Muchsuk, is when he was a proper Muchsuk. He always had it. He had it. He was the Muchsuk. So he has it. There wasn't a Tfisa. He was a Muchsuk. So then you could say Kimli, like the Miyut HaPoiskim, Ava loikisha tofas, but if not, if he's typhus, perhaps you'll tine of that. Says the Shach, then tam lechalik. We don't find the chilik. The chivin the armin of the mahani tfisoso. Mkain havale kamuchsuk meikoro. We're not going to be mechalik between, if tfisa helps, and if we don't see him like a ganav. We allow tfisa. There's a drawer of the mamoina. He's saying bori, whatever, you know. According to the guidelines of Tosfos, the Tfisa helps. So you're going to be able to say Kimli Kamiyut, and we're going to say Enochem HaMenacha Aroh. Once you can be Tosfos, then your Tfisa creates a Muchsuk situation. Yeah, everybody with me? Pesach? No. He's saying if Tfisa works.
You can say Kimli by Tfisa. You can say Kimli by Tfisa at all, then you have to be able to say Kimli by Tfisa with the Miyut.
Yeah, but it, are you explaining the Shach?
What's the
aim of Tali? That doesn't create such a strong muksuk that you'll say ain't off the moment after I wrote. What? You're saying there's no chilik. Once you can be typhus, once Tfisa helps, in general. Once it's a case where you're allowed to be Tfisah, so then you become a Muslim. That's the Shach.
Then you're already out of the Tfisah. You're allowed to be Tfisah.
What?
You're allowed to be Tfisah. You're saying you can fall under.
Yeah, even against the rules.
So it's already, that's what we want, that's the subject we're trying to resolve. Can he hold on to it? No? We're saying he can hold on to it because since we said he can hold on to it.
It creates a proper Muslim. That's what the Shach says. When Tfisa helps, it creates a part of a Muxa.
But everybody agrees that Tophis can say Kimli if he's got the robe.
Yeah.
The Shach is only that he can say Kimli even with only a meal.
Right. That Enochem HaMenacha Aroh with Kimli.
Enochem HaMenacha Aroh is he still going on the Rastaf of the case, no, not on the Dayanah.
Right. So that's what, not on the Dayanah. So that's the Shach's, maybe part of the Shach's Kiddush also. Is that if you're counting up poiskim, let's say like the Bir Halacha does sometimes, so you're also going to apply Enochem HaMenacha Aroh. You don't say it by sitting Dayanim with his Bittel Baroh, the way Tosfos explains it, the way we explain it, that's an idea of Bittel. When they're sitting on a Bezdin and it's 5 against 3, or 3 against 2, or 2 against 1. But if you have this forum on the shelf and most poiskim hold a certain way, that is not like Dayanim sitting by a table constituting the Bezdin of the case, and that definitely will have a robe and a miut, and you would apply an Enochem HaMenacha Aroh. That's also Nichlal what the Shach says. But when do you say Bittel? When you have sitting Dayanim, right? So the miut's mevatel to the robe. Acher Rav Mahatos. Here you don't say that the Sfarim on the shelf, it's not like that. It gives us a hanhoga what to do. We're going to go with the road. But,
I want to say it mamish by Dayanah.
It's not going to say, it's not going to be like Dayanah.
You say there's no sword
to be mechalic between Tfisa and Muxa. I didn't say the Shach says it. The Shach is about to say there is.
You say there's no sword to be mechalic between Tfisa and Muxa of the God.
Yes, that's what the Shach says. Yeah. Well, Anias Daiti Nira, now Schmeitzer comes and says, the B'toif is long much of the Meimah Kimli, that you can only say, only by Muxach Meikara, where you always had it legitimately, or you had a Beheter call it, you had it without a Tfisa, that's when you could say Kimli Kimiut, and we won't be able to take it away. Abu B'toif is, the field is not the kind of one, the whole din of Enochim Omanach Harov is like the Dabs of the Muxuk Meikar. Yeah? The whole din. And now he's going to bring a Raya. Raya Brura, the Hadam Rusal Perakam of the Ksubis. Imrov Yisrael, you found the kid in the street. Imrov Yisrael, Yisrael. My Hilchasa. Amrav Papal, that's a Laya Veda. If to give him back the Aveda, you can't keep it because he's a guy. You say he's a yid, you have to give it back. That's he's a Jew, you have to give it back. Because what twice is a field of Shmuel Domer in Hochem Amanach Harov, even according to Shmuel that ain't Hochem Amanach Harov. Haynu b'mocher sholach aveiru b'nim sanakon. Shebeheter bol yodu hamos midaitem noslan loy al keach. Well, he got the money beheter, so he's a full fledged muchsa. Avalocha moide das linan basaruba.
By Kofi.
Avalocha by the Mitzian. He's not really muchsa, but midas habayla. You know, he found an aveda. Doesn't really create a muchzuk, you're saying. It's not a real muchzuk. It's a tfisa, the equivalent of a tfisa. But it's not muchzuk. He doesn't have a midas habaylan. No one ever gave him this money. Now we're clearing, maybe he's allowed to keep it. But it wasn't his money, so that's not a legitimate muchzuk. And therefore, Tosis says, and that's what Shmaitzer wants to bring Uriah from this Tosis. He's saying, in such a case, you do not apply Ein Hochem Amanach Harov. You do go Basarov. And he has to give it the Aveda to the foundling, to the kid that was found. That was a different story. He's not saying that now. Now he's saying that's a different story. Now he's going with Tosis, and he's pointing out that. And he's going with Tosis now, who said the guy's not a legitimate muhsik. There are other inyanim talked about there, that because the Roy Paskin dice, who the guy is, the guy's status, without reference to the Mominus.
Yeah.
Good. No, he's not going with that now. Now he's going with Tosis, and Tosis there says that. Tosis says that the Noitza Metzia is not called a muhsik, really. He doesn't have it. Das Habayla, no one gave him this money legitimately. He found it in the street. Now you want to know if he can keep it or not. It's like Shmaita said in the last parak. It's called the level of Tfisa, where you don't have it full fledged having. You just, right? You took it.
He was on Hot Yisrael, right?
What?
On Hot Yisrael by saying it works that way.
Yeah.
I don't get this case. What happened?
They found the kid in the street. And now for the rest of his life, you have to paskin about his status. Most people in the city are Jews. So you say the kid probably a Jew. Go Basarov. But the price says different things. Regarding this, he's treated like a Jew. Regarding this, he's treated like a Goy. Regarding this, it's a Suffolk. So one of the things that it says he's treated like a Jew because of rogue Jews is if he loses something, you have to give it back. So Tosis says, Taka, why? Why isn't that a violation of Ein Hochem Amanach Harov? So Tosis answers, because the guy that found the Aveda is not really a Muchzuk. The guy that found it, not the general vineyard, right? It's not his money. Because you're not really called a muhsa.
We would call him a tofis.
Yeah? Tofis, right.
This is the top position by
tofis. Rambam, what?
The top position, therefore, is by the Basaruba, as it also says, right?
Yeah. So that's the Shmaisa brings on Toysis. That's what he's going to prove. That's from not a full fledged Muchsuk. From a typhus, you could go bus a road. That's what he's
saying. I'm just saying, as a rule, in other words, if we have a suffix in the dinner, we go after the road.
Yeah.
That's it. With a suffix in dinner, we like line up the lineup and we go after the road.
That's what we're talking about. Could the muhsuk say kinli?
He
can't say, he's talking, he's arguing with the shop. Because of Shamarava Maga, that's what he's saying. Tosfos is not like the shop. That's exactly what he's saying. And you pointed out that if you have a different halakha in the sugya, you don't have a ray anymore, not like the shop. In Posuk Rambam, because of Shamarava Maga, the fish ain't the moitzi abed the chazoka. Cheskus moment. The Moitzah Veda doesn't have a chazok. I ain't shown. Kachosu b'mordekai soy perikamad uksubis b'zal l'shono. Lassu lai abeda p'yashan shir gusi d'mitim yad yisrael asoy chabo. P'yashan shir gusi afil m'han yomi nocha momen ach harov tafkik sham momen shan roitz on hoitzu bo bol yodu b'shus habayma. So he's a legitimate Muslim. My Moitzah shal ha-chaverim in Tzalak. Av hach mitziya the Shema Shalai Kedin Bali Yoda. Maybe he's right away a Shemer Aveda. He has to give it back. That's what he never really had it. So it's Muchsuk. Kuliyal Mamoida Dolkhana Chaharot. Ayan Shah. And because of a rise of Bechidush of Shah. Vim Shkain, if so, says the Shmaitzah. But because of a Tokfakoyan, Dain Tam Lechalek. That the Toifus is like the Muxuk Meikara is not true. We see a very big killing. That Muxuk Meikara, Toifus says, you say, Ein Hocham Onacha Roiv. Someone that's not a Muxuk Meikara, that he has the money, but Tfisa, so you do say, you do not say, Ein Hocham Onacha Roiv.
Why did the Shach say
Ein
Lechalek?
He's saying Ein Lechalek. He's saying Ein Lechalek. He's saying, once you could allow to be Toifus, it makes you for a Muxuk. So the Schweitzer comes up with his thesis and says, look, here. He says, Schweitzer, not like the Shach. It's all very simple, straightforward. I feel as if it's a voice with the Mahani Tfisa of the Sveikas. Yim Kain. Stop at the beginning of the paragraph again, Yim Kain. And because of the Tukfa Koyan, then Tam Lechalek, Lalek Kabuksuk Meikora, Amir Lefonenu, and Tfisis. That you could say Kimli Kamiyut.
Maybe
Tfisa
is better than finding an object as far as
Musa goes. The point is, maybe, he's saying it's the same. You would say for it, it's by you now. You're not really a full fledged Musa. You're claiming you have a right to keep it, and we have to take it away from you. That's the deal. Are we going to say, in such a case? Are you going to be called a Musa in such a case? Or will we say there's no chashivas of your muksa kainia, and therefore the road is going to take it away? I don't know chashivas. It's really how much the hachzaka allows us to see it as yours. That's how I understand it.
And therefore
Taina Kimli, and therefore Kimli goes into motion. And you're left with Ein Hocham Amanach Arov, really. Kimli is just a fancy case of Ein Hocham Amanach Arov. He's not focused on Kimli. He too stands places. He's talking about a regular case of Ein Hocham Amanach Arov.
I'm sorry to repeat my point, that's clear. And we're saying that otherwise, the normal like position would be if it's a steak at the dinner, you go out for the road. Were it not for the special case of Mamon in house and out our road, if it was Musa or Tofes, according to the shop. So then we say, you go out for the road. Go closer.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, for me, that was like a.
The Okay. Fiza Nira says the Shmaitzer, he wants to now say a further chiddush. Do it in the Svek Sveika. That Svek Sveika could be Moitzi Mama. He's assuming Svek Sveika cannot be Moitzi Mama. He's saying it can't be Moitzi from a Muchsa. But from a Teufis, it could be Moitzi. That's his point. He's assuming Svek Sveika cannot be Moitzi Mama from a Muchsa. And he's saying. And now I want to say, says the Schweitzer, that Svek Sveika could be Moitzi from a typhus. What? Svek Sveika. You don't have Svek Sveika as a shas, then the money belongs to me.
I was thinking that also. Usually the Sveik we pass it up. Here you're saying the Sveik
is taking
it.
Svek Sveika. Sex is like a rose. I mean, I could say it very simply.
That's for an example. Like,
he's going to give an example of Sex Faker by Mominus. But then the Sex Faker saying, you owe me money. Which you will say at the way Mahani Svek Svekel or Haitzi Momin should blow your other Svek Svekel me Rai, but you're not going to have a Rai, and Dafka the Muxit me Kar. I will be Taifas, Loi Mahani Neged Ruba, who are then Loi Mahani Neged Svek Svekel. Well, the cause of a Rosh, where Kate said a Regal, the Zelda Shono. Now he's assuming it is like Rove. It's the same as Rove. Right now, it's the same as Rove.
It's the same, it's not better. It could be worse.
It's like Rove. It's like Rove. So he's being, so the Shmaitz is being Mechadish. If it's like Rove, it could be Moitzi Momin from a Toifis. Now he's going to bring down a rush that says not like what he just said. Mamish, not like what he just said. But the cause of a rush, where case of the regal, is a lashono. Okay, in case of the regal, you have the following case. Everybody knows there's a mazik, a behema called regal. Right? The way the behema is natural, walking along was mazik something. It's Potter and Rishis Arabin, Chayim and Rishis Hanizik, Pein Nezik Shalem. There's something called Troros, where the animal was mazik something, again in its normal fashion of walking, but through Kocho, not Gufo, kicked the rock, Troros, Hevel, and that thing broke something. So that's called Troros. So the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and it's Chatzi Nezik. Now let's say the Gemara wants to know, what about if there's a shinui in Soros? In other words, the behema kicked, it was boet, which is considered keren, not regel, mashune, it kicked. Now let's say it kicked a rock and the rock broke something. So do you pay revia or do you pay him? Do you say it's Shroros and Shroros pays Hef? Or do you say it's a told of Keren, and as Keren it would have paid Hef? And now the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai of Shroros says Hef of the Hef. This is the Gemara of Shaila.
What's the
sign
to be
here? The sign should be here for that. Tav doesn't pay less than here. So you have two reasons for it to be here. Troros is a reason for it to be here, and Tav is a reason for it to be here. It doesn't necessarily add up to a quarter. It's like saying there's two reasons why it should pay here. the Gemara, it's a sfeik in the Dina. That you could be typhus. If the nizik were in the behema, you could take chatsi nizik. Dilma orche hu potol and gamri, because it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. We'll stop here and we'll finish the parable tomorrow. We'll get the case straight, we'll come in, we'll start with the case.